It's time for Science and Medicine, a collaboration between TPR and UT Health San Antonio, where scientific discovery advances how medicine is practiced everywhere. I'm Bonnie Petrie. In 2009, a study found that rapamycin could extend the lifespan of mice by 12%, and those longer lives were also healthier.
And I thought, this is too good to be true. A pill that can change aging and slow it down.
But mice aren't people, and Dr. Dean Kellogg has been studying rapamycin's potential to help humans live longer, healthier lives ever since. He's a professor in the Department of Medicine, Division of Geriatrics, Gerontology, and Palliative Medicine at UT Health San Antonio.
So health span is how long an organism can remain healthy and functional.
Kellogg and his colleagues theorize that the activity of a protein called mTOR plays a key role in improving a person's health span.
So we hypothesized that we could approach this by measuring the mTOR activity in young people.
Now they're enrolling senior citizens for the second part of their study.
So we can try to see how much of the drug do you have to give to drive the mTOR activity in the older people down to where it is in the youthful people.
If the mTOR pathway gets dysregulated as people age, does rapamycin reliably calm it down again? And how much of the drug do you need to do it?
I bet it's just a little, but we'll find out.
They're trying to find the sweet spot because too much rapamycin can have harsh side effects, but the right dose could change how we think about aging forever. That's Science and Medicine from UT Health San Antonio and Texas Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Petrie.